picture this. A world where your surroundings seamlessly adapt to your every move, not because of some pre-programmed command, but because they truly understand your actions as they unfold. That is the potential of opportunistic activity recognition.
We are venturing beyond the confines of conventional activity recognition systems, which often depend on sensors in predetermined locations, triggering predictable responses. Imagine harnessing data from any available sensor to decode human activity.
And that is precisely what we are diving into today with the 2011 research paper, The Opportunity Framework and Data Processing Ecosystem for Opportunistic Activity and Context Recognition by Mark Kurz and colleagues. Let's be frank, it is a challenging read. Fortunately, you have us to navigate it with you.
The paper proposes a future where an intelligent environment can utilize data from any sensor-rich device in proximity rather than relying on a fixed sensor network. Consider smartphones, appliances, wearables, or even sensors embedded in furniture or clothing.
So instead of requiring a dedicated device on my wrist to track my steps, my smartphone in my pocket could achieve the same outcome. That's certainly more practical. Does this increased flexibility in sensor placement offer other advantages?
Indeed, this approach bolsters the system's robustness. If one sensor malfunctions or is displaced, the system can adjust, incorporating data from alternate sources to sustain activity recognition.
This sounds incredibly complex. How does the system decipher data originating from various sources, especially without prior knowledge of the types of sensors it might encounter?
That is where the true brilliance of the opportunity framework emerges. It addresses this challenge with three fundamental components: sensor self-description, goal language and processing, and dynamic machine learning integration.
Let's delve into sensor self-description. The term seems self-explanatory, but I suspect there is more to it.
Each sensor communicates its capabilities using a standardized language known as SensorML. Consider it a universal translator for sensors. This enables the system to comprehend each sensor's detection abilities, even if it has never encountered that specific type of sensor before.
So if a new fitness tracker with advanced sensors enters the market, the opportunity system would not necessitate a software update to utilize its data.
Precisely. The sensor itself would convey its measurement capabilities, accuracy, and even its location to the system. And here is where it becomes even more remarkable. These self-descriptions are not static. They can be updated dynamically.
Can you elaborate on what that means in practical terms?
Suppose a sensor's performance deteriorates, perhaps due to a low battery or accidental obstruction. The sensor can detect this and update its self-description to reflect the decreased reliability of its data.
That is impressive. So the system constantly adapts, not only to the introduction of new sensors, but also to fluctuations in their performance.
That is the underlying principle. This adaptability is paramount for enabling opportunistic activity recognition to function effectively in real-world environments. However, this leads us to another question. How does the system determine which data are relevant and how to analyze them?
In other words, how does it discern what to look for in this sea of sensor data? This brings us to the next component of the opportunity framework, does it not?
Correct. Goal language and processing are critical to the system's ability to utilize sensor data effectively. But before we delve into the specifics, let's take a step back and consider the bigger picture.
We've established that opportunistic activity recognition allows for a flexible and adaptable approach to understanding human behavior through sensor data. However, it's essential to understand how the system determines which data are significant and how to interpret them. This brings us to the next component of the opportunity framework: goal language and processing.
Goal language and processing are indeed crucial. Essentially, this component empowers the system to recognize and interpret the objectives behind human activities. It provides a framework for the system to comprehend not only what the sensors are detecting, but more importantly, why those detections are meaningful in a given context.
So how does this goal-oriented approach work in practice? Can you give us a concrete example?
Certainly. Imagine you are attempting to improve your fitness regimen. You might have a goal to increase your daily step count. With the opportunity framework, you could communicate this goal to your smart home environment, which would then utilize available sensors to track your progress. This could involve data from your smartphone, a fitness tracker, or even sensors embedded in your footwear. The system would then analyze this data in the context of your stated objective to provide feedback and insights.
That's a very clear illustration. However, the concept of a smart home environment, understanding and responding to goals such as increasing one's step count, seems to suggest a level of sophisticated interpretation. How does the system differentiate between various activities and understand their relevance to a particular goal?
That's where the concept of an ontology comes in. In this context, an ontology is a structured knowledge base that defines various activities and their relationships. For instance, the ontology might contain information about different types of physical activity, including walking, running, and swimming. It would also include data on the physiological effects of these activities and how they contribute to overall fitness goals.
So the ontology acts as a comprehensive reference guide, enabling the system to understand the nuances of different activities and their connection to broader objectives.
Precisely. The ontology provides the necessary context for the system to interpret sensor data meaningfully. Without this contextual understanding, the raw sensor data would be nothing more than a series of disjointed measurements.
This makes perfect sense. The system can leverage the ontology to deduce that an individual's increased step count throughout the day contributes positively to their goal of enhanced fitness. This intricate interplay between sensor data and the ontology is vital for the system's decision-making capabilities. But let's not forget about the final element of the opportunity framework, dynamic machine learning integration.
Yes, dynamic machine learning integration is where the system truly becomes opportunistic. It learns and adapts over time, constantly refining its ability to recognize activities and make connections based on the sensor data it receives.
Could you elaborate on how this learning process occurs? Does the system essentially conduct continuous experiments in the background, evaluating various sensors and data analysis techniques to identify the most effective methods?
That is a reasonable analogy. The system does indeed employ a form of ongoing experimentation. It utilizes what Kurz and his colleagues refer to as experience items to store and leverage knowledge gained from previous encounters.
Experience items? That sounds intriguing. Tell us more about these experience items and their role in the learning process.
Each experience item encapsulates a specific lesson learned by the system regarding activity recognition. This could encompass information about which sensors are most suitable for detecting a particular activity, the optimal data processing techniques to employ, or even the ideal placement of sensors on the body for maximum accuracy. As the system amasses more experience items, its capacity to recognize activities and make connections improves.
So it's akin to the system developing its internal library of knowledge, constantly expanding its expertise based on accumulated experiences.
Precisely. And the brilliance of this approach lies in the system's ability to share these experience items. This means that your smart home system could potentially impart its knowledge to other devices, fostering a collaborative learning environment.
So instead of each device operating in isolation, they can collectively contribute to a network of shared knowledge, amplifying their learning capacity.
That's the concept. This collaborative learning potential extends even further through mechanisms such as transfer learning and anomaly detection, two remarkable capabilities of the opportunity framework that we will explore further. But before we delve into those concepts, let's pause for a moment and reflect on the progress we've made in understanding opportunistic activity recognition.
Indeed, we've covered considerable ground, from the concept of sensor self-description to the intricacies of goal language, ontologies, and experience items. Each component plays a crucial role in enabling the system to understand, interpret, and respond to human activities in a meaningful and context-aware manner.
We left off discussing the system's capacity to learn and share knowledge through experience items akin to building its own internal library of expertise. You also mentioned transfer learning and anomaly detection as noteworthy capabilities within the opportunity framework. Let's delve into those concepts further. What exactly does transfer learning entail in this context? In essence, transfer learning refers to the system's ability to apply knowledge acquired from one set of sensors or activities to a new, unfamiliar situation. This means the system can adapt and learn more efficiently, reducing the need for extensive retraining.
Can you provide a concrete example of how transfer learning might manifest in the opportunity framework?
Consider a scenario where you introduce a new fitness tracker with novel sensors into your smart home environment. Instead of requiring a fresh training process from scratch, the system can leverage experience items accumulated from previous interactions with other sensors, such as your smartphone or existing smart home devices, to expedite the integration of the new tracker.
So the system can extrapolate its existing knowledge to understand and utilize data from the new fitness tracker, even though it may have different sensing modalities or output formats. That's an impressive capability.
Indeed, transfer learning significantly enhances the system's adaptability and scalability. It allows for seamless integration of new devices and technologies without demanding extensive recalibration.
This brings us to the concept of anomaly detection. What is the significance of anomaly detection within the opportunity framework?
Anomaly detection serves as a crucial safeguard, ensuring the system's reliability and accuracy. As you recall, each sensor provides a self-description, including information about its capabilities and data quality. Anomaly detection mechanisms constantly monitor incoming sensor data, comparing it to established baselines and identifying any significant deviations or inconsistencies.
So if a sensor's performance deteriorates, perhaps due to a malfunction or external interference, the anomaly detection system would flag this deviation, prompting further investigation or corrective action.
Precisely. The system doesn't blindly discard anomalous data. Instead, it triggers a process of analysis to determine the root cause of the anomaly. This could involve cross-referencing data from other sensors, examining historical performance patterns, or even prompting the user for clarification.
Let's say my smartphone typically provides accurate step count data, but suddenly the readings become erratic. The anomaly detection system might recognize this irregularity and investigate potential causes. It could determine that I've started carrying my phone differently, perhaps in a bag, instead of my pocket, thus altering the accelerometer readings.
That's a plausible scenario. The system's ability to discern between genuine anomalies, such as a malfunctioning sensor, and explainable variations in sensor data, such as changes in user behavior or environmental factors, is critical to its robustness. This ensures that the system remains reliable and provides accurate insights, even in dynamic, real-world settings.
We've explored the intricate workings of the Opportunity Framework, from sensor self-description to dynamic machine learning and anomaly detection. As with any transformative technology, it's essential to consider the broader implications. What are your thoughts on the potential impact of opportunistic activity recognition as it becomes increasingly prevalent?
The potential applications of opportunistic activity recognition are vast, spanning healthcare, personal fitness, smart homes, and assisted living, to name a few. Imagine a world where your surroundings adapt intelligently to your needs, anticipating your actions and providing personalized assistance based on a real-time understanding of your activities.
It's a future brimming with possibilities, but one that also warrants careful consideration. As we entrust more aspects of our lives to intelligent systems that perceive and interpret our actions, questions of privacy, data security, and ethical considerations become paramount.
You raise valid concerns. As we venture further into the realm of pervasive computing, it is our collective responsibility to ensure these technologies are developed and deployed responsibly, prioritizing user privacy, data security, and ethical considerations. Establishing clear guidelines and frameworks for data usage, transparency in system operations, and robust security measures are crucial steps in fostering trust and ensuring the ethical development of opportunistic activity recognition.
As we conclude our deep dives into the Opportunity Framework in the realm of opportunistic activity recognition, we encourage you to ponder the potential benefits and challenges this transformative technology presents. How might it shape the future of human-computer interaction? What opportunities and concerns arise as our environments become increasingly intelligent and responsive to our actions? These are questions worth pondering as we navigate an era defined by the seamless integration of technology and daily life.